This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. Slice of advice, y'all. Welcome back. I'm here. He's there. We're all here. Well, no one else is here, but you know what I'm saying. This is a slice of advice. Said it's so nice that I gotta say it twice. This is the slice of advice for tonight. And a few verses that I wanted to talk about. That's okay with you wonderful sisters and brothers who are, you know, worldwide and watching us all over YouTube's wonderful kingdom. We're here in a garden in Manchester. And it ties right into our topic today, because I want to talk about a few verses, inshallah, where Allah goes on to say,
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ.
O people, and this ayah is from Surah Al-Baqarah, it says, O people, that's everyone, that's those who believe, and an invitation to those who may not believe yet. O people, worship your Lord, الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, the one who created you, and the one who created the ones before you as well. Now it's very interesting, because a lot of people will tell you, God doesn't exist, we don't have any proof that God exists. They all say that, and it's crap. I'll tell you why it's crap. Because we don't have any proof that our great-great-great-great-grandparents existed. But we know they did. Why do we know they did? Because we're here. Allah created us, and He created those who came before us. So that argument is easily refuted. Because you know, by necessity, by default, that your great-great-great-great-grandparents existed. And as well, we know, alhamdulillah, that Allah is in reality the only God worthy of worship. And He created you and He created those before you, that you may attain taqwa. And we talked in the last episode about taqwa of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu an. The verses go on to say, الَّذِي خَلَقَ هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا, and He made the earth a bed for you. وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ, and He caused the heavens to be above us, and He caused water to come down from the heavens, producing fruit for us. فَلَا تَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Do not set up rivals with Allah, especially when you know better. See, that's the thing. The idea that Allah has partners is probably one of the most ridiculous ideas that there ever could be. Why? If you have more than one creator, then you have more than one opinion on how things are supposed to function. So let's say, for example, the first creator, he comes and he puts England where England is right now. And then the second one comes and he decides, listen, I don't like England there. Let's move England over to Africa somewhere. And then the first creator comes back and he says, well, I don't agree with him, so let's move it back to where it was. It's irrational, illogical, and absolutely refutable that there cannot be more than one creator. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Do not set up rivals with Allah when you know better. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا. This is interesting as well, because this is the only book that I've ever known, that I've ever read, that actually makes this challenge. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا. If you have doubt, oh people, if you have doubt about what Allah has sent to His slave, what we've sent to our slave, and Allah uses the we here, and it's a royal we, and you could look that up, inshallah. If you have doubt about what we sent to our slave, فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِ, produce a chapter, a surah of the Qur'an, a surah like it. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, produce a chapter like it, and call your partners besides Allah, if you're truthful. That's a direct and open challenge that has never ever been answered. in over 1400 years, it has never been answered. And then Allah even answers it himself. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا. And if you can't do it, and you will never do it, it means don't even try, basically, because, you know, it's never going to be done. If you can't do it, and you will never do it. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Then fear the hellfire whose fuel is men and stones. Hellfire is a reality. I know we like to talk a lot about the mercy of Allah, and we should, because Allah's mercy overshadows His anger, His punishment. But we should also understand that hellfire is indeed a reality. It is not a figment of someone's imagination. It is not something that is just put in to scare us, even though it should scare us. It is a reality. وَاتَّقُوا النَّارُ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. And it is a resting place for those who disbelieve. Now, on the other hand, for those people who've decided to enter this amazing family we call Muslims, Allah has referred to His deen as Islam, we have another promise. And we are going to start a series very soon on the 25 promises of Allah to the believers, inshallah. وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِيمٍ جَنَّاتِهِ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةٍ رِزْقًا قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهًا وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And give glad tidings to those who believe and do righteousness, that theirs will be Jannah, theirs will be gardens. And that's exactly the reason why we wanted to film it in a garden right here. This is not Jannah by any means, but it's a pretty cool place and I like it. So I thought that if you talk a little bit about Jannah in this garden, because the dunya is kind of sometimes a bit of a reflection on the akhirah. There's good here and there's bad here. And this is one of the good places, and I just wanted to give you guys a reminder. So mashallah, that's what I wanted to accomplish by this amazing, you know, with the help of this garden here that we are filming in. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, this has been another episode of A Slice of Advice. This week just covering some verses from Surah Al-Baqarah that always kind of stand in my mind when I'm reading them. That this has been an invitation to everyone to enter Islam. And Allah has reminded them of who He is in the next verse. Then He challenges the one who rejects faith by asking them or challenging them to make a book just like this book and telling them that they can't do it. And for those who try, there will be a fire of whose fuel is hell and men and stones. And then promising those who take faith and those who believe in this, in the whole of it, all of it, the Quran as well as the Sunnah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that theirs will be gardens underneath which rivers flow. Now that's your reminder, inshallah. Which side do you want to be on? Do you want to be in the Jannah? Or do you want to be in the other place? And we don't want to be in the other place. May Allah allow us all to enter His Jannah by His mercy. That is it for this week. And we'll be back inshallah next week with another slice of advice. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
في ليلة من الليالي لست أدري ما تراني ظلمة تغورني يا راه الأرض ضاقت والسماء وقلبي ما